Chapter 44.
Upcycle complete. Operation success. Congratulations. Your body did not reject the upcycle. Storage chip added to your memory. A new menu is available. Programs. A new program has been added to your memory. Quantum Transport 2.4 patch. A new program has been added to your memory. Stuxworm.fuck.epsilon.
I sat there for several moments, waiting for the headache to pass. I exchanged a look with one of the hairy surgery imps who still held onto a bloody drill. So what are the odds that nobody knows about this surgery, and I can just casually walk back to the gazebo and fix it? Yeah, yeah. Laugh it up.
We are here for the worm surgeon.
A warrant has been issued for your arrest in the towns of Necroshire and Little Cibola.
Yeah. I didn't think so either.
No. No, sir. I do not know of what you speak.
He was seen teleporting in and then he went straight here. The CEO wishes to have a word.
This is Necroshire, not Little Cibola. The CEO has no rights here.
The leeches have given us police authority over this town.
Since when?
I think they just shot your boss. The bit dropped out of the imp's oversized drill, and he replaced it with one twice as long with a jagged edge. A dozen other imps appeared, all carrying surgical equipment. The drill imp screamed and zipped up the stairs on his wings, followed by his friends. And that was my cue. I pulled up the map, laying out the fastest path back up to the gazebo. I burst up into the main lobby of the shop just in time to see one of the sundered explode. None of these guys bothered with any semblance of human skin, except in the face. These were white and blue androids, each about 6 feet tall, armed with pulse rifles a bit shorter than my Epiviper. Their bodies were made of a plastic-like composite, only the front half of their heads were human-like. A second android fell to the floor, sparks bursting from where his head once was. I ducked as a pulse crashed into the ceiling above me. Christ, I'm fighting my own people more than I'm fighting the demons. A third sundered aimed at me and fired. His name was...
62G. Little Cibola, Loss Prevention Sentry, level 25.
His shot went wide as he was tackled by a screeching horde of hairy imps. The imp with the drill placed the tool against the android's eye socket. Sparks started to fly. I glanced down at Shu. He wasn't dead.
You need to go downstairs.
Wait. Bernadette had another program in her memory. Something she was working on. She had help making it, I think. Help from a demon scientist. It is an access...
A sundered sentry burst into the room, and I fired, killing him as the imps swarmed.
Go! Hurry!
He waved weakly at me. The front door of the clinic had been kicked in. I burst into the alley, facing two more sentries. Both of these guys were level 18. I took them out with a pair of shots. My exit to the alley was blocked by a sleek, white and blue police vehicle that hovered a foot off the ground. It looked like something straight out of a 1950s sci-fi comic. Long and finned, the convertible reminded me of a muscle car. Blue and red lights pulsed on the undercarriage. The driver and passenger door were open, and the car was empty. I was pretty sure I'd just shot the car's previous occupants. The odd vehicle didn't have a top, but it had a black-tinted windshield that swooped up like a ski jump. The car also featured a mounted gun in the back seat. The tall, black pulse rifle glinted in the neon light.
You!
I pointed at the drill imp floating behind me. The flying horde of imps had followed me into the alley. These creatures appeared as NPCs on my minimap, but they didn't have names floating over their heads. You wanna have some more fun? You think you can fire that thing? I pointed at the mounted pulse laser. The imp tossed the drill over its shoulder and zipped into the car. I was dubious the small guy could work the trigger, but he hauled himself behind the gun and started firing it indiscriminately into the main street. The neon ramen sign of the shop next door exploded in sparks. I rushed to the car, slipping into the driver's seat.
Please let this work like GTA.
Flash at 12, Cruiser.
What the fuck does that mean? Fuck it.
Yes. You have gained control of this vehicle.
Whew. Okay. Only shoot the sundered sentries. And, anyone else who shoots at us.
The imp saluted, then turned back to the gun. He aimed and fired at a random and elderly shade gremlin.
Don't shoot the good guys!
The controls on the car were simple. It had a U-shaped control yoke, reminiscent of the old jet planes, though it more reminded me of the steering wheel from the 1980s Spy Hunter upright arcade game they had at my favorite bar. There were two pedals and a shifter that controlled forward and reverse. That was it. Before I allowed myself to think about the pure insanity of jumping into a flying car less than an hour after I was squishing around inside of a kaiju, I pushed forward on the shifter. I applied the gas. The car eased smoothly onto the neon street. Four new status bars appeared in my vision: speed, altitude, vehicle energy, and mounted gun energy. I also had an eject and blow core button. The blow core button was in a different font and color than the rest of the text on the screen. It seemed added on, a product of the program that gave me access to the car, and not a button most drivers regularly had. I assumed it was a self-destruct button. Hopefully, I wouldn't find out. There weren't too many cars down on this level, but there was a street of sorts. Most of the traffic down here was scooters and hoverboards. I had to reroute my escape. I'd come down to this level via a grate and stairs. There appeared to be a ramp about a quarter mile down the street. Three police vehicles ripped around the corner, barreling toward me. A sundered stood at the mounted gun on all three, and they poured fire at us. Yes, you can shoot at those guys. My imp gunner returned fire with glee. And I jammed the pedal. I pulled the yoke, rising about 7 feet in the air, allowing the scooter and hoverboard riders the chance to dive for cover. The low ceiling streaked by above me, close enough that I could reach up and touch it. I smashed through a neon sign advertising battery packs. The whole vehicle bucked again as a blast ricocheted off the bottom.
Hold on!
We were approaching the circular ramp to the next level. I pulled a hard left and had to jerk up higher to avoid a pair of emerging scooter riders. But at the last moment, I saw these were more loss prevention officers. I pushed down on the yoke. They crumpled against the front of the car. I realized belatedly this was a one-way ramp and I was going the wrong way. But it did go all the way up to the top level of Necroshire. I pushed forward. Another police car turned the corner, coming down the ramp. I cringed, preparing for a head-on collision. At the last moment, I pulled up, and the other car pushed down. More sparks flew as my car crunched directly over the other one, metal screaming against metal. The driver ducked in time. The gunner in the back did not. The top half of the android smashed against the windshield. Blue fluid gushed from his shattered body.
Halt! You are under arrest!
Gah!
I instinctively slipped right, and the front of the car scraped against the wall. The android was gone, a liquid blue smear on the hood. I realized the imp had shot him. The pulse had whizzed by my ear. He'd shot him directly through the windshield.
Let's try not to shoot me in the back of the head!
We burst out onto the top level. I pulled up higher, rising into the night. Above and to my left, multiple military-style vehicles poured out of the black tunnel. There had to be at least 15 of them. Each one was covered in guns. These were tanks, each about 4 times the size of my police car. Other cars scattered at their approach. They turned in my direction, glowing barrels coming to bear. Shit. The gazebo was directly below. I circled down. A blue pulse ripped over my head, sizzling as it passed. It hit the street, detonating, killing people and destroying buildings. Holy crap. This was a bit overkill. These guys weren't playing around anymore.
Jump!
I jammed on the eject button. The chair didn't go with me. Suddenly, I was in the air. And then I was falling. Oh, fuck. The imp ignored or didn't hear my command to abandon ship. He poured fire into the oncoming tanks. The armored fortresses shrugged it off. The police car exploded before I even hit the ground. Shrapnel spun through the air. A burning hunk of metal buried itself into my arm. I cast Reconstitute again, zeroing out my soul points. Smoke obscured the entire street. It was pure chaos. People ran amok. Cars squealed away in every direction. Charred bodies littered the street.
You morons.
I scrambled toward the gazebo. I'd gotten up too soon. Not yet healed bones slipped as I attempted to run, breaking all over again. I grasped a heal potion from my belt and downed it. I had no idea how to administer the program and whether it took soul points.
Fresh gazebo.
Yes.
Loading.
Fuck on.
Success. Gazebo is now active.
It had taken less than 5 seconds. The entire gazebo lit up, a pink neon tube snaking around the edges. The word Necroshire appeared above the stand.
Experience earned. You are now level 26.
How do you like that?
I could barely see the tanks through the billowing haze of the smoke. I flipped them off with my good finger. The last thing I saw was the barrel of a tank blooming a bright blue.